Okay, the story. Could be introduced in the first volume. We could just have that, have it like this. There is this Priyavrata character, right? Who knows who that is, really? We don't know. And he is actually the janitor. But that connection is not known, it's a secret. Also smart, might figure it out after a long time. But then sometimes this guy sitting there behind his desk in a room, his room, sometimes just enters our graphic novel panels. And he could, for instance, when there is a very deep existential philosophical discussion going on, where you can see that we're really talking not just about some cheap superficial entertainment here, but serious business, political discussion, isn't that? Then you got Priyavrata, the guy behind the desks, and that old typewriter. Or not a typewriter, but pen and paper. Yeah. He's there drafting or drawing his comics. Just like sometimes Robert Crumb put himself there. And he's pointing, he's looking like victorious and not little evil, but, you know, little fully hutton, as you call it in Swedish. See, I got you just where I want you. I drew you in here by the power of entertainment. You see, there are simple rules that writers, script writers and authors can use to mesmerize people into his audience, where they just have to turn the page to see what happens next, capturing their minds. And then, by the same power that propaganda is made of, can mold your minds. And now he looks a little evil, as if he was going to go that way. But then he clears up in the next frame, saying, but that's not what I'm doing. I do what I think we also do. Try to see the light of life, the truth of life, and sharing it. And help you to learn to think for yourself. Something like that. That's a good one. We should have that in the beginning here somewhere. Okay, back to the story. Then he looks down into his drawing board.